Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So we're really close to Valentine's Day, which is a celebration of love. And a lot of different parts of this planet celebrate love, Valentine's Day. So in order to prepare us, we've been doing some Valentine's Eve stories, and we're going to do a couple more. But today we're definitely doing one. Today's story is called Love Around the World, and it's a Lonely Planet kids book, and it has a subtitle, which means it tells us what we can expect from this book usually. And the subtitle is Family and Friendship Across the Globe. Now, the words are by Ali Bryden, and the pictures are by Waza Pink. And as I always do, I will post a few of those photos so you can see what I'm talking about in the pictures on my Instagram. So if you are not following our Instagram, friends, now's your chance. Pop on over and you can see what we've got going on. So, and I try to do it every day, so most of the time I do. So today's story is Love Around the World, read today by Mommy, and a shaking sculpture that has a tiki mask on it. Very islandy, very Hawaiian. Are you Hawaiian today? Kind of. Yes, he is. So he will not be saying anything at all because he is a statue? Yes. And he shakes. Okay, well, my shaking statue, shall I tell you some things? Oh, and he does I see. He does one of the chants from the Tiki Room. If you've ever been to Disneyland and seen the Tiki Room, he's one of those guys. Okay, well, let me know if you need... if the birds and the flowers start singing, let me know. Let's read the book. Love is essential. We need it to live. Wherever you're from, it is easy to give. It's yours and it's mine, theirs, hers and his. Come and see what love is. In the picture, we can see a couple birds and some flowers that are being planted. They look very happy. In the Netherlands, love is a poem. On Sinterklaas, who does that sound like? Which the Dutch celebrate in early December, families exchange both gifts and poems. Each family member secretly picks the name of a person who will receive their gift and poem. Everyone then purchases a small gift and writes a funny and silly poem about the person who's receiving it, showing how well he or she knows and loves them. Have you written a poem before? If you haven't, I think it's time for you to try. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. In Japan, love is a lunchbox. Oh, bento, the Japanese word for lunchbox, is a way for the lunch maker to communicate their love to the lunch eater. Mm-hmm. Some Japanese parents rise early just to make the perfect obento for their little ones, and often include fun items they know will make their children smile at lunchtime, such as a rice ball molded into a popular cartoon character, or animals or vehicles made out of colorful vegetables, and nori, seaweed, cut into letters. I wonder if they spell out their names. That would be amazing. Now, if my little boy were here, he would say, I love seaweed, because he really does. In Wales, now, when I say whales, I don't mean whales, like the big things that swim in the ocean. I'm talking Wales, no H, and it's a country, okay? It is a country in the United Kingdom. It's in that area, okay? So, in Wales, love is a spoon. What? On St. Dwenwyn's Day. What? Dwenwyn's Day. Interesting. January 25th. Okay, that was a few days ago. Some sweethearts give each other beautifully carved wooden love spoons. I love that idea. I wonder if I should give you a spoon. This tradition dates back to the 17th century and is still carried out today. Love spoons are carefully, skillfully carved with symbols like hearts of love or horseshoes for luck or locks for security. And the first love spoons were used for eating, but now they are only decorative, and they're usually proudly displayed on the wall. How much fun would that be if somebody gave you a spoon? In Iran, love is a wall. Walls of kindness are spots where people leave clothing for other people in need. It is said that the first wall of kindness appeared in the Iranian city of Mashhad in 2015. Someone painted the walls of a building and put up clothing hooks and wrote in Farsi, which is their language that they use in Iran, if you don't need it, leave it. If you need it, take it. And this is a beautiful way for Iranians to show kindness and charity and love for their fellow citizens. What a great idea. In China, love is a lantern. Well, we know a thing or two about that, right? Because Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, was just celebrated. At the end of the Chinese New Year, everyone from young to old celebrates the Lantern Festival. And this winter's night is illuminated by colorful lanterns and dazzling as far as the eye can see. There's music and dancing and laughter and joy. Then they fill every Chinese town and city and village. The festival is about family and community and togetherness as the air is filled with light and hope and love. And some call this the true Chinese Valentine's Day. And wow, isn't that a beautiful lantern? My goodness, I'd love to see one of those. In India, love is a pattern. Oh, yes. Before some Hindu weddings in India, the bride's female friends and family gather for the mehndi ceremony. Now, mehndi is a beautiful pattern drawn onto the bride's hands and arms and feet using henna, which is a temporary reddish-brown dye, kind of like a tattoo, but something that you can wash off. And it's made from plants, so you don't have to poke yourself. And these designs adorn the bride as she and the groom declare their love for each other in front of their family and friends. This ritual dates back thousands of years and is said to bring good luck to the couple as they start their lives together. Wow, look at how beautiful the artwork here on her skin is. And some, she had to sit very, very still for them to do that, didn't she? In the United States, love is chocolate. On Valentine's Day in the United States, giving chocolate is the way to show love. On February 14th, sweethearts and parents and friends exchange boxes or even just pieces of chocolate. For many years, chocolate was too expensive for regular people, until English chocolatier Richard Cadbury found a way to make it affordable in the 1800s. Now, Russell Stover, an American chocolatier, in the early 1900s began packaging chocolates in heart-shaped velvet boxes. And that's where the Valentine's Day tradition took off in the United States. And if you are lucky, you could get a chocolate bar for Valentine's Day. That would be good too. Or you could get, I don't know, little chocolate pieces of candy. Well, there's lots of good things that come. Yeah. Now in Kenya, love is a wrap. Instead of pushing their babies in strollers, Kenyan mothers wrap them in layers of brightly colored cloth and secure them to their bodies. It's amazing to see it, by the way. I've seen people wrap their babies up and hold them super close to their bodies. Mothers carry their babies everywhere, to the market, to pray, and even while doing housework. Babies sleep and giggle and coo and see the world from their mother's backs. This baby wearing is a common practice across Africa, and it forms close bonds between their mothers and their children, and it surrounds them both in comfort and love. And you know what? Babies never get left behind. They're always right there with their mommies, snug as a bug in a rug. Now in Mexico, love is a song. Some Mexicans show how much they care is through a song, either by serenading those they love or sending a lively mariachi band to perform. Now, mariachi bands usually have guitars or violins or trumpets, and they are arranged to celebrate all sorts of occasions, from birthdays to weddings to Mother's Day. It's a musical way to say, te quiero, I love you. In Fiji, love is a whale's tooth. And now here, I'm saying whale as in the big thing swimming in the ocean. If a man wants to marry a woman in Fiji, he has to give his future father-in-law a tambua, the tooth of a sperm whale. Those are big whales. Tambua are sacred, rare, and valuable, and a symbol of wealth and position in Fijian society. Now, these whale's teeth can be huge, weighing up to 3 pounds, and the length of an adult's forearm. Now, since hunting endangered species like sperm whales is illegal in Fiji, tambua are often passed down through the families, found on dead whales that wash up on the beach, or sold in secondhand shops. In Chile, love is a dance. Now, the lively national dance of Chile is the cueca, most often performed to celebrate Chilean Independence Day, which is in September on the 18th. But the cueca also features at weddings and funerals and even spontaneously on the street. It is a way to express love and loss and hope and longing. The cueca is danced by two people who circle around while looking into each other's eyes. The dancers wave handkerchiefs in the air and move their feet to a rhythm, never touching. The cueca is said to depict the courtship between a chicken and a rooster, in case you ever wanted to see what that would look like. Now, in New Zealand, love is breath. For a traditional greeting in New Zealand, two people get close and touch their noses together. Friends and business people and visitors, many people connect in this way. It is known as hongi. Hongi originally comes from the Maori, the native people of New Zealand. And in Maori mythology, the god, I'm probably going to ruin his name, but I'm going to give it a go, Tane Nui Arangi, let's see if I'm right, sculpted the first woman, whose name was Hine Ahuone, out of the earth. And then he pressed his nose to hers and breathed life into her. So New Zealanders say to greet others with the hongi is the way to share the breath of life with them. That's very, very beautiful, isn't it? In South Africa, love is connection. What could be more loving than to show every human being friendship and respect? So in South Africa, the word Ubuntu means we are all connected as people. Ubuntu, okay? So this oneness brings all the people of the world together as equals, okay? Ubuntu is a reminder of how you should treat others. And there are so many ways that we can model Ubuntu. We can give a smile and say hello and share food or drink, and we can be kind and we can share toys and we can help someone in need and recognize that each person is human, the same as you. See, love is a jacket and it's a meal and a warm hand to hold and a feeling and a family for young and for old. Love wraps us up in one ultimate hug. So how do you show your love? How do you do it? Do you give a high five? Do you shake? That's how my little sculpture, my tiki, is going to show his love. He's going to do some tiki chanting, bang on some drums, and shake. And I think that's great. I show love by reading books and opening up your minds and pouring in new information and showing you how we can choose to be kind and loving to everyone we meet. And I think that's pretty cool too. It's also the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.